I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We've reached that magical time of the year in West Virginia when the black bears start to stir. They're shaking off the cobwebs of a long winter's nap and looking for breakfast, a lot of breakfast. Well, coming up in today's report, we'll talk about how to make sure they're not feasting at your house. Colin Carpenter runs the Black Bear Project for the West Virginia DNR, and each year at this time, there's a standard reminder, don't feed the bears.
Yeah, they always come out of the den hungry. There isn't a whole lot of natural food available. They're primarily eating green vegetation and things like that. So, from now until really into June, we have very little natural food available for the bears. It's typically going to be into June before we start seeing things like service berries become ripe. And then, of course, as we get into July, that's when our blueberries and our blackberries become ripe. So, generally, if we look at our nuisance complaints on a yearly basis, May and June are the worst months of the year every year. And then typically, if we have a decent blackberry crop, our complaints drop off in July.
There are some things you can do to keep the bears from becoming a destructive nuisance around your home.
That is the biggest challenge, and what we try to hammer into people's heads every year is to be proactive instead of reactive. So, we tell people now, and the bears have been out for about a month at least now in most places. So we say, don't put your trash out until the morning of pickup. Take down your bird feeders. Don't leave any pet food outside overnight. Feed your pets. If you have outside pets, a portion that they're going to eat so that there's none left over.
And if it happens that a bear becomes accustomed to your food source, it doesn't end well for the bear.
We have bears that become food conditioned and human habituated. We end up destroying those animals, and it's something that can be easily avoided if we just don't let them get into the human food sources.
And yes, a bear likes just about everything, especially the sweet stuff.
Anything that we eat or that another animal eats, a bear's going to eat. So a lot of times, things you don't think of. One of the things that gets rated every year that people are amazed is hummingbird feeders. Well, a hummingbird feeder is just sugar water. So folks will take down the regular bird feeders, but they'll leave the hummingbird feeder up, and it turns out, the bear likes sugar water too. So anything that your pets or other animals will eat or that we will eat, bears will. So it's just a matter of keeping your home in the area around your home clean and free of human food. The bears are going to be passing through. We know that. We have resident bears that live, within 5 miles of all of our cities and use part of, city limits as part of their home range. So the bears are traveling through. The key is not giving them a meal when they're passing through.
Prepare accordingly and don't become a food source for black bears in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.